Recorded Books presents Fearless by Jack Campbell, narrated by Christian Rummel and Jack Campbell.
This is John G. Hemery, who writes the Lost Fleet series under the pen name Jack Campbell. When I started writing the Lost Fleet books, my first drafts reflected the usual way of describing space battles, with only vague references to speeds and distances. My writing group, which includes engineers, physicists, and just plain demanding readers, wanted to know more. Just how fast are those ships going? What kind of distances are we dealing with? And what about relativistic distortion, which is what happens when an object starts going at an appreciable fraction of the speed of light? After all, if a warship's external view of the universe is distorted, how can it possibly hit a target? As a result, I went back and built in real physics. I needed a faster-than-light method of travel between star systems, but inside star systems, everything works according to the rules. There's no magic instantaneous method of communicating with ships light hours or light minutes distant, and no magic sensors providing real-time images of ships light hours or light minutes from your own ship. Working in those real-time delays caused by a battlefield so huge that light takes hours to cross it forced me to make the battles feel real as well. And building in the effects of relativistic distortion provided another real limitation, by forcing the opposing warships to limit their velocity in order to be able to hit the enemy. Magic can be fun, but actual commanders can't count on it, so forcing a commander to deal with the real world creates situations which feel real. Massive warships operating at extremely high speeds in an unconstrained three-dimensional environment aren't going to move and fight exactly like ships on an ocean, of course. But they're not going to move and fight exactly like aircraft, either. Ships capable of moving at thousands of kilometers per second in any direction aren't going to sail alongside each other exchanging broadsides, but neither are they going to turn on a dime and dogfight like Sopwith camels tangling with Fokker triplanes. I found that my warships operate a bit like ocean-going ships and a bit like high-speed aircraft, reflecting the fact that they share characteristics of both, but aren't either one of those. Given their operating characteristics and environment, though, I did find one parallel with operations on Earth. A reasonable formation in space would in some ways reflect a bomber box from World War II, a three-dimensional lattice of ships operating within supporting distance of each other. As I mentioned in the introduction to the first book in this series, Dauntless, the title of the books in the series come from the names of the ships in the Alliance fleet. My original plan was to have each title reflect a ship which played a major role in that book. Thus, the first book was named after the fleet flagship Dauntless. The second book was originally to be called Furious, because that battlecruiser has a big role in the book. However, my print publisher decided it didn't like Furious for a title, so I had no choice but to change the name of the book. After tossing back and forth various options, we settled on Fearless. This caused a bit of confusion for readers, many of whom wondered why the book had been named Fearless when that warship didn't have an especially big part in the story. But now you know. Now I hope you enjoy The Lost Fleet, Fearless.
Chapter 1. Ships appeared against the black of space. Squadrons of destroyers and light cruisers flashing into existence, followed by groups of heavy cruisers, then the divisions of battle cruisers and battleships. Massive platforms for the deadliest weapons mankind had been able to create. In the distance, a bright speck of light marked the star humanity had named Sutra, so far away that the people living on the worlds near that star wouldn't see the light announcing the Alliance fleet's arrival for almost 5 hours yet. The Alliance fleet, which had jumped into normal space here, appeared to be incredibly powerful as its formations fell towards Sutra. It seemed impossible that something so strong could fear anything. But the Alliance fleet was running for its life, and Sutra, deep within the enemy territory of the Syndicate worlds, was but a necessary stepping stone on the way to ultimate safety.
"We have detections of Syndicate World's light warships at 10 light minutes, bearing 10 degrees down to starboard."
Captain John Blackjack Geary sat in the fleet commander seat on the bridge of the Alliance battlecruiser Dauntless, feeling over-tensed muscles slowly relax as it became apparent he'd once more guessed right. Or the Syndicate fleet commanders had guessed wrong, which was just as good. No minefields had awaited the Alliance fleet as it exited from the jump point, and the enemy warships so far spotted posed no real threat to his fleet. No, the major threat to his ships remained inside the fleet itself. Geary kept his eyes on the three...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?